whenever we began trying to look at some of the academic scientific literature, we couldn't find anything published. But when we saw what was reported in the media, we started to map out some of the information that was reported there, and we started to link it to what we understand as the trauma literature. So because this has been termed as a humanitarian crisis, we're starting to recognize that people are not just experiencing anxiety and maybe, you know, low mood or depression and trying to deal with this, you know, stress. It's probably starting to become a chronic toxic stress. And other things like, for example, if people are experiencing displacement, where they're being forced to leave their homes, or a sense of defeat, you know, that there's nothing that they can do about it, that there's a lack of government, you know, full government support. But they're also experiencing chronic toxic stress. So they're experiencing hypervigilance, a feeling of unsafety living in their own home. All of that has a massive impact on the development of potential trauma or potentially complex PTSD. These are more from a practitioner psychologist point of view and from a scientist point of view. These are more far-reaching and these are more serious than people recognize. The other thing that's really important is what's happening to your young people. If young people are experiencing small amounts of stress, people can deal with, can be resilient to, but if they're experiencing chronic, you know, year after year after year, experiences of chronic toxic stress, and their parents are as well, this has an impact on their actual development as well as young people, and it has an impact on them developing their full potential. I mentioned earlier that a young person's ability to learn, to concentrate in a constant feeling of unsafety, it really impacts their ability to learn and to achieve. So that's really significant as well. And as researchers and psychologists, we really want to focus and put some spotlight on that and investigate it and research it further.
And you think the further research then would indicate the real impact of this crisis on people's lives and also on young people's lives as well?
Yes, we're not just, you know, adults and parents who are trying to deal with, you know, the fact that their home is crumbling and they're stuck waiting, you know, on trying to get things, applications dealt with, or waiting for their home to be demolished and waiting for their home to be built. All of that, the young person is in the background, and they're still having to deal with the, you know, parents who are experiencing stress impact the child, but living in an unsafe environment will impact the child's development 100%.
And are you hopeful then that more research, that you will carry out more research into this topic then?
Yes, we have applied for funding. We're hoping that we may have a PhD scholarship, hopefully. We're not sure, but we would like someone to devote 3 years to studying the different layers of potential trauma that could be happening, people and their families, including obviously their children.